I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What up, party people? Welcome back to the Bet Slippin' Podcast, daily NBA show. It's Wednesday, February 2nd. We have a 9-game slate in the NBA tonight. I got 3 best bets. Your boy is red hot to start off this month. 5-1 this week, technically, actually. 2-0 yesterday, though, the first day of the month. But 36-26 this year. We're rolling along, hopefully. My handicapping stays sharp. My picks stay profitable, and I can keep making you guys money if you're following me. Well, do that at your own peril, because I'm seeing the board pretty well right now. Shout out to the presenting sponsor, or the presenting website of this podcast, sportsbookwire.usalay.com. You could read my and my colleagues' betting breakdowns for all major sporting events before you make a wager over there. And shout out to our sponsor and the odds provider of this podcast, Tipico Sportsbook, which hopefully I can remember to do a nice housekeeping ad read for those guys in a few minutes. But let's talk some basketball before I pay the bills. But Tuesday I was 2-0 in my best bets. I hit with the Toronto Raptors -3.5 over the Miami Heat, and then I cashed with the Minnesota Timberwolves -4.5 versus the Denver Nuggets. We actually got the worst of both numbers, but still pulled out W's. So if you remember, part of my analysis for both of the games were the injury reports for the teams that we bet on their opponents. And we got bad injury luck yesterday, but good betting fortune, I guess. Monday, we were on the we had 4 games, went 3-1. We're on the right side of all 4 line movements and all 4 injury reports. So it went the other way, but I don't just handicap from an injury or player perspective. I encompass market betting splits. I encompass team styles and just whatever I can find. I'm a pretty traditional handicapper in the sense that I kind of cook or bake my recipes in a pot and with a whole bunch of ingredients, or bake my handicaps in a pot and just pull out winners or losers, hopefully more winners than losers, but we'll see. I'm going to keep grinding and hopefully eke out some more profit in this NBA regular season, but got the worst of both numbers again, pulled out wins. The Raptors beat the Heat 106-100 in what was a Gary Trent Jr. shrug game. This guy is the main reason why we cashed a bet yesterday. Gary Trent Jr., the shooting guard for Toronto, scored 33 points on 55% shooting and 60% from three. His three-point prop is actually 3.5 made three-pointers. So the market's hip to Gary Trent and his balling ways over the past couple of weeks. But Toronto or Miami couldn't do anything to stop Gary Trent, and he was the majority of the reason that Toronto beat Miami. Also, Toronto ratcheted up its defense, going to more zone concepts in the second half, which really hurt Miami when Duncan Robinson was off the floor. But we cashed 106-100 despite getting the worst of the number. Same thing happened with Minnesota. We were on Minnesota in part because of their styles between them and the matchup of styles between them and the Denver Nuggets. But a big part of that handicap was the random addition to Nikola Jokic in the starting lineup, nursing a foot injury, I believe. He ended up playing. He's not on the starting lineup for tonight's Denver-Utah game, but once it was announced that he would be playing, that line dropped from the Timberwolves laying 4.5 to laying 1 point. But Minnesota hammered Denver 130-115 in a pretty dominating shooting performance. They hit 19 three-pointers, 5 more than Denver, which keyed the 15-point victory for the Timberwolves. So, again, didn't get the best of the numbers, which is what we're striving for every time. But one of them mattered this time because we were 2-0 despite getting the worst of them. Moving along, though, we're on Wednesday, February 2nd. I do have 3 best bets in the 9-game slate. I'm going with 3 sides again. No player props, no totals. I'm taking the Boston Celtics -5.5 currently at the at home against the Charlotte Hornets. And then I'm taking the Denver Nuggets +2.5 visiting the Utah Jazz. I'm going to spring on the money line, but just for record keeping purposes on this podcast, I'll just take the 2.5 with Denver. And then I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Lakers, a favorite 3.5, hosting the Portland Trail Blazers. But let's handicap some of these, or let's handicap all the best bets real quick. So starting with the Hornets Celtics, tips off at 7:30 at the TD Garden in Boston. Celtics 27-25, Hornets 28-23. The spreads -5.5 for the Celtics, totals 223.5. Charlotte got crushed by the Clippers Sunday at home, 115-90. They were 6-point favorites. Boston cashed a ticket for us Monday by just whooping up on the Miami Heat, 122-92. We laid the 6.5 points with Boston. That was a rocking chair cover. These teams are 1-1 straight up and against the spread in their head-to-head so far this season. But I'm on Boston because I do think they're undervalued. I mean, everyone's pretty excited about the new core and team that Charlotte's got going over there with LaMelo Ball, Miles Bridges. But Boston is 8th in adjusted shot quality differential, according to shotquality.com. They're 7th in net rating, and they have a -4.2 win differential based on efficiency, according to cleaningtheglass.com, which essentially means they should have 4 more wins than they currently do. Boston's also 4th in adjusted defensive rating, and Charlotte struggles against good defenses. They're 7-12 straight up versus top 10 defense. They have a 22nd ranked adjusted net rating at -5.7. points per 100 possessions, and their 22nd ATS margin versus top 10 defenses at -3.2. Also, the Celtics were missing both big Robert Williams III and point guard Marcus Smart in their 111-102 loss to Charlotte January 19th. Williams is an elite rebounder and paint protector, and Marcus Smart is Boston's best on-ball defender, which is key when going against Terry Rozier and more specifically LaMelo Ball. Actually, Marcus Smart forced LaMelo Ball into 6 turnovers in the first Boston and Charlotte game that they won in overtime. I think it was 129, excuse me. And actually, LaMelo did turn the ball over 8 times in the following Boston-Charlotte game, even without Smart on the floor. So Boston does have a pretty high defensive turnover rate, although Charlotte is good with the ball. But having Marcus Smart hounding LaMelo and Terry Rozier, or just whatever perimeter ball handlers Charlotte's using, definitely adds to Boston's value here. Also, back to Williams. Charlotte, they crash the glass a lot and they attack the paint. They're actually 4th in paint points per game allowed, but Robert Williams is a fantastic rebounder and paint protector, and he's a big reason Boston is 3rd in paint points per game allowed. Also, Al Horford is another KG veteran defensive big that can help protect the paint for Boston. So we like Boston, finally, because it's a better spot for them. The Charlotte Hornets are 0-4 against the spread in their last 4 as an underdog, and Boston's 4-0 against the spread in their last 4 as a favorite. And Boston's actually got the best adjusted net rating and best ATS margin over the last 2 weeks. So let's take the Celtics -5.5 hosting the Charlotte Hornets. Next game, I'm liking the Denver Nuggets versus the Utah Jazz. Both got absolutely blasted in their last games, both against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Denver lost, like I said, 130-115, a game we cashed on last night to Minnesota. It snapped a 5-game winning streak. They were 2-2 and 1, excuse me, against the spread during that 5-game winning streak. And Utah also got drilled by Minnesota at Minnesota as 2-point underdogs. They lost 126-106. They've lost 7 of the last 8 games. They're 1-6-1 against the spread over those 8 games. But Utah has won 4 straight against Denver, 4-0 against the number in those games, and they've won the first 3 this season. But Utah is without its best offensive and defensive players. Hence us taking the Nuggets plus 2.5. Utah is actually scores 6.8 points more per 100 possessions on offense with Donovan Mitchell on the floor. And they allow 10.4 points fewer, 10.4 fewer points per 100 possessions on defense when Gobert's on the floor. Gobert's missed the last four games, all of which I believe Utah's lost. Hold on, let me make sure that's accurate. Yeah, they've lost five straight. Utah has, and Gobert has missed the last four. Over those four games, Utah's got a minus 10.9 net rating, which is 26th in the NBA. They're 27th in rebounding rate, last in paint points per game allowed, and 24th in defensive effective field goal shooting. And more simply put, no Gobert equals a Utah matchup nightmare going against Jokic. You're not having him out there to play against Jokic. Jokic is an MVP front runner. I think he's second or third favorite to win that award, to go back to back, in fact, and he's balling, especially lately. This last month, he averaged 27 points per game on 70% true shooting, which breaks down to 60% from the field, 43% from 3-point line, and 80%. You heard a little giggle because these numbers are just insane. He's added 13.3 rebounds, 9 assists, and a plus 30 net rating. Jokic is dominating. And Denver was just, you know, they've been playing well. They just ran into a buzzsaw last night. Minnesota, again, hit 5 more 3-pointers. They won by 15, so that makes up the difference there. But Denver has had the best effective field goal shooting and rebounding rate in January. And I think they'll bounce back from the speed bump that they ran into against the Timberwolves yesterday in Minnesota. So let's go with the Nuggets plus 2.5. I'm going to sprinkle on the money line, but for record keeping purposes on this podcast, I'll take the Nuggets plus 2.5. Finally, I'm looking at the Trailblazers visiting the Lakers, and I'm going to take the Lakers minus 3.5. Let me make sure that's still the current line in Tipico Sportsbook. Actually, now that I remember, this would be a good time to read an ad for Tipico Sportsbook, who's a sponsor of this podcast and a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. New users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older, so please see Tipico's website for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Please gamble responsibly also. Back to the third and final best bet. I'm going with the Lakers minus 3.5, hosting the Portland Trailblazers. Tip-off is 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Portland's 21-30. Lakers are 24-27. Both have lost four of their past five games. Portland has lost two straight on the road to Chicago and Oklahoma City. They're actually wrapping up a four-game road trip with this game against the Lakers in L.A. Lakers lost three straight road games. They played a whole bunch of games on the road. They lost to Philly, Charlotte, and Atlanta, so a little bit better of competition. Not that that matters so much, but these teams are split 1-1 straight up and against the spread. The home teams won and covered the first two meetings this season. I just think it's a get-right spot for L.A. Anthony Davis and Westbrook should be able to get whatever they want versus Portland. AD lives in the mid-range, and Westbrook attacks the rim. And Portland's defense is 25th, and defensive field goal percentage versus shots at the rim, and they're 26th in defensive field goal percentage versus shots in the mid-range. So both areas that AD and Westbrook live in, Portland's weak in. So L.A. is actually 4th in fast break points per game, which is Westbrook's wheelhouse, and 10th in paint points per game, which is AD's wheelhouse. And furthermore, Portland is 20th in both fast break points per game allowed and paint points per game allowed. Also, L.A. is they're just a better shooting team, and they play better defense on shooters. They have a plus 2.6 effective field goal shooting differential, whereas Portland has a minus 2.3 effective field goal shooting differential. And I think, you know, the Lakers obviously play a little bit better at home. Portland struggled or has struggled on the road. And Lakers kind of need to stop the bleeding here. And I think it's a good get-right game for Westbrook playing against a weak defensive backcourt in Portland. And AD playing against a mediocre, at best, defensive front court against Trailblazers. Actually, Trailblazers just suck at defense through and through. But those are your best bets. Quick recap. I'm taking the Celtics -5.5, hosting the Charlotte Hornets. I'm going with the Nuggets +2.5 at the Utah Jazz with a sprinkle on Denver's money line. And then I'm laying 3.5 to the Los Angeles Lakers, who are hosting the Portland Trailblazers. Best of luck, whether you fade or follow me. I'll be back a little bit later today with an all-sports bet slipping podcast. Talk a little NFL conference. Talk some college basketball, some NBA futures. But I'll check you guys out later, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.